Today's installment is titled Trapped in Joshua Tree. Today we got Hall of Fame by the Gafahim and Nicholas Craven playing behind us. So let's get into it. Lockdown, pandemic, COVID. A serious time where a lot of things in people's lives changed dramatically. For 2 years, everyone around the world was trying to deal with massive loss and just maintaining. Many people felt different ways about it, but let's keep it light. Because, you know, postgraduate life was starting off great. We were getting to see the world, having much hope for our plans, and then boom, working from home, working remotely, hybrid, isolated social events, people lying about not going places. It was a big mess. I did enjoy wearing a mask during allergy season, though. That is a must from now on. For the first time, everything slowed down enough for all of us to really think deeply, share empathy, and really ask ourselves hard questions. Above our own individual personal issues, social matters became highlighted and brought to the foreground of most of our conversations. Not only here in the United States, but globally. Social injustices brought onto people like Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Eric Garner, Ahmaud Arbery, Philando Castile, among many, many, many others, really ignited social activism and really was the core conversation along with racially motivated hate crimes here in America and across the world. It was like the machine that is the United States of America took a month off from work and realized maybe they're not that great, or maybe it's never been that great. It was a reflective time, and I enjoyed my time. I definitely enjoyed that the traffic was super low. I love that, please. I wish I could experience pandemic traffic all the time. But I honestly felt that my current job wasn't where I wanted to be in 2 years. I wasn't making much, and I knew there was someone elsewhere doing a lot less for a lot more. My value came into consideration, but I was also giving too much to a job and not to other areas of my life. I started to look for outs. I joined a new gym, I started boxing, I made new friends. I started having conversations with people that I wouldn't normally have about work and money. But while planning my escape, I had one last campaign to do. But before that, I had one last project that I had to bring to life. The company I worked for at the time decided to make a collection commercial with the concept of time travel through scent. Heavily influenced by the sci-fi and avant-garde beauty scene, we used a few DIY methods. We created a wooden Dana dolly and camera tricks to really make a 60-second visual shine. My favorite shot was the walking on water moment. We had our model stand on a stool in a lake and tracked into the lake via wooden dolly. After completing that and spending time and editing in the room on it, it hit the commercial airways and it was a success. Upon finishing this though, I knew it was time to move on. I started feeling that my work was being commercialized to the point where I didn't recognize it. It didn't feel like me. And on top of knowing it wasn't me, I was being told that it wasn't experimental enough, or hey, make it like your personal work, but remove all the unique things that make it close to you. Yeah, I know, your boy needed a breather. So I took a flight, my first flight actually, during the pandemic to Los Angeles again. The last time I was in LA, it was a bigger group trip, and it was my first time. It's been about 3-4 years now since, and I came alone. My guy Prince scooped me up from the airport and brings me to his spot near Burbank. After settling in, we hit up some tourist spots. I wanted to make it out to the beach because although I've been to California twice, I have never touched the Pacific Ocean before, and I figure we start with that. But we ended up at the Hollywood sign. As a young filmmaker, I aspire to one day, you know, slide through the iconic Hollywood scene. So seeing the sign was a must and just a promise to myself. We saw some beautiful Kobe and Nipsey murals, by the way. RRP the Mamba, you know, rest in peace Kobe Bryant. That news hit us in the pandemic crazy. And it was a shocker because I've always been a fan of him. and just his work ethic, the Mamba mentality, and just seeing how he was just moving about his life was just really inspiring. So respect both legends. Later that day, Prince put me onto one of my new favorite spots in LA, Bossa Nova, the Brazilian restaurant. Oh my gosh, their food is to die for. But it's definitely a visit. Definitely put it on your list of food options when you're in LA, because you must go there. A few days in, I'm realizing a bunch of my friends are in LA for Grammy weekend and all sorts of different events. So I had to pull up on my guy Che, the British Connect, Chi, Julian, Alonzo, Apex, Oran, Jay London, and more. Man, my shout out list is getting too deep for real. These guys were kicking it near Mulholland Drive up in the hills, so they wanted to get some hikes in with some drone shots, so they called upon your boy to get the job done. However, the night before, we had like this epic house party, and I had finished an entire film roll at the party, and there were so many beautiful and fun people, you know, who were there. But I took the camera on the hike with me before replacing the roll, and would you believe I put the camera down? There's a photo of it. There's actually a drone video of me putting the camera down and looking at the drone. And I walked away. I walked away from the camera, and by the time I came back, it was gone. Finito. Kaput. It was no longer there. Maybe a passerby or a runner may have grabbed it. I often think about this lost camera roll. I had a flood of people in my DMs and texting me, asking me about the photos for like 3 weeks. But the search continues, friends. With a few more days left in LA, my homegirl Kian hits me up saying that she would love to hang out with us. The last time I saw her actually was when we were working on a short project that I was making called the NJ Top 20 Project. And we shot a small commercial for a music video countdown series inspired by the MTV, BET, and VH1 music video style countdowns. I then came up with the great idea to go out to Joshua Tree on a whim. So Prince and I started planning, and we got into a little argument about what type of car to rent and drive out to the desert. Yeah, the desert. I was pro Jeep and he was pro Mustang. He won. You know, he was like, okay, let's get a lowered purple Mustang to drive in the desert. We meet up with our friend Kian, and then we hit the road. It was a vibe, great music, the top down, wind in our hair, driving through LA traffic. It was a whole vibe. With LA traffic, it took us about 2 hours to get out there to our Airbnb, and the sun actually set on us and we arrived in the dark. Now, I hate arriving to places when it's dark out, just because why would you want to confuse yourself? And it's just like, you gotta be on high alert. Everything is dark. You don't know who is who, where is what. Show up in the daytime is a lot easier, but it did feel like we were in a horror movie or like some creepy thriller, creeping up to the house on these dirt roads in a lowered purple Mustang, you feel me? We eventually found our way though, and the next morning I got up super early just to catch the sunrise, and it was gorgeous, beautiful. The silence in Joshua Tree was special, and the sun coming up was therapeutic. We started the day with video and photo content, filmed a few test shots with Prince and Key at the house by the pool. We then later journeyed over to the park area where we found some cool rocks and positions to get some shots. A little later, I wanted to get a driving shot with just Prince and Key in the purple Mustang, and we had them drive down a dirt road. I wanted to get a driving shot with just Prince and Key as they drive down a dirt road, and I needed Prince to back up and drive again. Now, I called him and I told him, just back up, do not try to K-turn or turn this car into this sandy place. It's a dirt road. Please do not use this lowered Mustang to maneuver in that way. You will get stuck. And he did. He got stuck and it was a sand ditch, so there was no way of getting out. The wheel was spinning further and further deeper into the ground. But luckily, Angel, a local Angel, popped up and saved the day with some pieces of 2x4, and we thanked him. After a whole 3 hours spent in the desert, we took a drive back to LA, where we made it just in time to stop by my homegirl Jamie's birthday party. We were exhausted and sandy, but your boy had to fly home tomorrow. After the adventure out west, I got a call from one of the film homies, Shaka Ranks. He needed a location for a music video, and I had just the right spot for him. A while back, I had connected with Jersey artist Mello B, and he wanted to film a scene for his music video, and he brought me to this massive abandoned army hangar. It was like a jet engine room kind of place, located here in New Jersey. This location was actually perfect for what he needed, so I prepped the entire team to come in. There I got to meet the whole family in person finally, like the lighting master Lou, Bane, Cyrus, and many more. It's crazy how collaboration comes from conversation and small things like playing pool at a New Year's party. That's how that came about. It's crazy how collaboration comes from conversation and having a game of pool at a New Year's party that we all met at a year ago. Our collective, you know, we have these annual New Year celebrations where we toast to hard work and many more, and this was a product of that. But anyway, the shoot was a success. There were pyrotechnics, flamethrowers, sexy girls, props. We had a McLaren in there. Overall, it was just a great time. But that is it, y'all. I hope that you enjoyed this new installment of The Search Continues. I hope that you guys have a great week, a great day, and it's 2024, Kobe year. I hope you guys have a happy new year. Stay blessed, stay beautiful as always, and remember. Sir, sir. 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 S